For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning to you all out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. What have you been doing with your weekends? And I'm sure you've been watching the games. We have fun watching those games, too. But hope you're doing good. Again, thank you for the comments that have been coming in. And in my question to if you have any Q&As, I did get a very long prayer request, and it would just be a little too long to explain on the radio. So I wrote that person personally. But let me know if you have a Q&A, and we can knock it out on a Friday. I thought it might be fun to take a couple Fridays and answer your questions as they're coming in. Well, all this week we're starting brand new, and I want to do a teaching that we did. I can't remember if it was last year or if we pulled it into this year. We go all the time. But it was called Power Under Pressure. Power Under Pressure. And you know, God has that power available to you when you're under pressure, doesn't he, brothers and sisters? So I want to go over that all week this week. And I was looking at my dates of when this will run. And this will take us into November. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. November? Do you ever do that out there? Do you ever say, oh my gracious, I'm now not only into fall, I'm going into fall, into Thanksgiving, and then into the wonderful Christmas season. But I hope, you know, when you look at that, I hope your precious mind and emotions just bow the knee and say, gosh, God, it's been a good year, and you've been with me every day of this year, and you're teaching me to number my days so that I can present to you a heart of wisdom in appreciating each day and not just, you know, pushing to get to whatever. But I'm enjoying today. I'm taking walks today and thanking you and fellowshipping with you. I'm enjoying my life, God, thanks to you. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? That's what he wants. But this teaching called Power Under Pressure, let me define pressure. Pressure is a force that will compel you. If you've ever been under any kind of stress or pressure, you identify with this definition, don't you? Press. It's a force. It's compelling you. Well, let's look at Paul in 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 10. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our trouble which came to us in Asia. We were burdened beyond measure. Talk about pressed or pressure. Burdened beyond measure. We were above strength. We despaired even of life. This is pressure, brothers and sisters. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should, that we should not trust in ourselves. Come on now. But in God who raises the dead. Check yourselves right now, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. Look at this part. Who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust, and that he will still deliver us. Did you get that? He delivered us, past tense. He does deliver us, present tense. He will still deliver us, future tense. This is Paul in the very same breath as saying we were burdened or pressed beyond measure. We didn't even have strength. We despaired of our lives. The sentence of death was in us, and yet it was so that we wouldn't trust in ourselves, but that we would trust God. Look at his confession about his God, how he knows his God. This is coming from his heart. We would trust in God who raises the dead. Same breath, same line, same phrase. Love it. And then he continues in the same breath. That God who delivered us, does deliver, will still deliver. And they're pressed out of measure. And yet, where are his eyeballs? His eyeballs are saying, but our eyes are on God. Join me all week talking about how to find power under pressure. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.